You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, government announced a new mental health facility in the Waikato. The $100 million project is set to replace the aging Henry Rongomoa Bennett Center, which David Clark says is no longer fit for purpose. I was curious what experts in the mental health field thought about this spending, so I reached out to the Mental Health Foundation's chief executive, Sean Robinson. He started by telling me what he thought about the recent announcement.
Well, I think it's a good thing. And it's necessary at this stage in our response to mental health. The facility that was there, is really past its use by date. It's no longer fit for purpose. It doesn't really reflect modern thinking about how to provide a kind of residential service for people, in mental distress. And so, it's well and truly time to replace that. My other thought, though, is that, we're looking at $100 million, whenever I hear the cost of building inpatient facilities, I always think, well, how much could be done in the community with that $100 million? They are very, very resource-intensive, and where we need to be going in the sort of medium term is to needing less residential services of this type, getting much more early intervention and prevention into the community so that far less people, need that level of intensive support. So that's, I think that's the sort of two thoughts that we have to hold in balance. This is needed now. But ultimately, we need to be moving much more to a situation where we need less residential facilities.
Hmm. I guess with that in mind, how important do you think infrastructure is for mental health services?
I think at the moment, a level of infrastructure is needed. That infrastructure needs to be the right sort of infrastructure. So I really hope in designing the replacement to the Henry Rongomoa Bennett Centre that the Waikato DHB, is thinking of the future of a building that, can be adapted and can be multi-purpose and can be much more integrated into community responses and less about being a sort of hospital ward. Even in designing new residential services, it's really important, and I would fully expect that they would do this, that they listen to the voice of people, who have lived the experience of, having severe mental distress and being, in residential support, so that they design the facilities from that perspective of what really works for those people and for their family and whānau. And again, it's getting away from that notion of a hospital ward to an environment which is truly about restoration and recovery and, a kind of a therapeutic environment rather than a control environment within a sort of hospital setting. Now we're seeing that with the design of a number of the new facilities that have been opened around the country, and I would expect that we will see that in this new facility.
Mm. Something David Clark has said is that design will continue to be informed by people with lived experiences of mental health and addiction issues, their whānau, iwi, and community providers, as well as staff and other health and social services. Have you found that policies from government at the minute have been reflective of that?
Yeah, look, I think we've definitely turned a significant corner in the last year to be very much leaning into that sense of listening to the voice of people with lived experience in the design of services, listening to Māori, listening to Pacific peoples, to whānau, to family, and to the community. So, I think we are moving in positive directions. As I say, the money that bricks and mortar requires is immense, and it would be a wonderful thing if we can get to the point where much more of that money is invested, you know, in the community rather than into bricks and mortar. But we do recognise that at the moment that is needed, so it's about a transition.
Mm. With this current government, I'm curious, what are your thoughts on policies that have been made around the mental health crisis we have in Aotearoa?
Since the inquiry into mental health and the government's response to that, and then the wellbeing budget with $1.9 billion invested into mental health, we now have a really good and clear direction that we're travelling in terms of mental health. And, you know, having a direction is very significant, because mental health had been basically ignored for the previous decade. The policy directions had kind of run out of steam. There was no direction. The direction that's come out of that inquiry, I think, is pretty positive. You know, it is strongly pushing the resources towards early support, towards support in the community, and towards, you know, addressing things that actually keep people well and build their well-being and reduce the negative things that actually contribute to people becoming unwell. So I think that all of that is really positive. We can't go from the current situation to the ideal situation in a single flick of a switch. You know, we are in a situation currently where there are still major gaps, major holes, major problems that we're trying to overcome, but I do think that the policy directions that the government has committed to will overcome those, provided that the funding continues to flow and that the commitment to that direction of travel is maintained. And we would really hope that other political parties, other politicians, you know, and potentially other governments, you know, are also committed to this direction, because the last thing we need is mental health to be a political football that keeps chopping and changing because politicians want to score points from one another.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.